Okay, next up we had Chaz Rock with the song Hazel Green.
I mean, your brain is leaking out your ears, Hazel Green. You're solving every problem from tomorrow you've foreseen. Let's get some sleep, and if it still hurts, we can weep all through the morning.
And Hazel Green is kind of a bopping pop guitar song that, you know, has a good tempo to it and a good vocal performance, I thought. I mean, it's a good hang, and the instrumentation really worked for me. It's like got a kind of has a lilt to it. You're walking along to the song. In addition to a song I mentioned earlier, I think this one is among those that least met the challenge for me, unless I'm missing something completely in the lyrics. It seems to me that there is a person called Hazel Green, and maybe that itself is kind of a play on words, that, you know, Hazel is a first name, Green is a common last name, so you can have somebody's name be these two colors. But I didn't see anything else in the lyrics that would have changed or really changed the meaning of the song had this person's name been Lily Smith or something. So I think, again, and Ryan's mentioned this earlier, there's 32 people. You kind of live or die in each round one at a time, and you kind of have to find a way to stand out. And one way to do that is like really, like undeniably do something creative with the prompt. And I'm not saying, Chaz, that you completely failed at that. It's there, but I think maybe a way to maybe dig into some more color metaphors here. Why is it that Hazel Green, maybe Hazel Green's essence as a person or what's compelling about her, you know, has green colored symbolic components to it or something. Just some thoughts. Go ahead, yeah. Guys.
Okay. I think, well, some of the things that we've mentioned before, and I know it's different from judge to judge, and that's cool, is that some of us kind of think that fulfilling the challenge is more or less checking a box. I mean, it depends on the challenge. For me, it was pretty straightforward. I think that if they just mentioned a color, whether or not it was in the format of a color being a color or a color being a fruit or anything like that, I was always just sort of fine with it. I said, okay, they checked that box. The word of the color is in the song. So now I just get to rank it on how it goes as a song. But another thing that we've discussed too on the podcast is how when we're judging, I think in general, sort of people trying clever ways to subvert the challenge tends to not impress anybody, you know, any of the judges. You know, if we need to argue with one another about whether or not it met the challenge because it was kind of cleverly subverting it in some way or another, then that kind of distracts from the other parts of the song, whether it was a good song or not. But in general, I just think that we don't think it's cute. So,
yeah.
But with this, you know, I was fine with words that were colors being colors, and so I kind of didn't mind this. Again, I thought that it was a box that they checked off. But what did you think of Chumpy?
Yeah, well, the example was Purple Haze was given as an example, and I don't think Jimi Hendrix really, you know, it could have been any color. It could have been, you know, any two syllable color, and I think it would have worked just as well. So yeah, I sort of feel the same way. It's box checking. I mean, I do appreciate it when someone gets deep into the color and the emotions that come out of that color. And I think some artists do that in this competition. And I appreciate that when they're really trying to embrace the challenge. But for this song, I was willing to just sort of check the box as well and not really ding them for using someone's name rather than a color. What I really liked was the off-kilter, stumbling, like percussive rhythm. I just thought it was cool, and it was like it was very interesting, and it propelled the song forward in this kind of like half-drunken, stumbling way that I really appreciated. I thought there were some nice hooks that there's that line in the morning, and it's like, I don't think they will. I think they will. Who could have the will? Like, are the sort of call and response to that in the morning line, which I think is a nice hook. There's some nice synth melodies in there. Overall, I liked this song, and I enjoyed it when it came on every time. So it was sort of in one of the top buckets for me. I didn't think too deeply about what it meant. I did like the line, make an action plan with you, which is something like, it sounds like something your boss would say when you had poor performance at work, which I don't know, just made me laugh when I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah. I also noticed the weird percussion is how I put it, which I really enjoyed. Also, it's so strange and it's such a great kind of meandering melody that just kind of goes all over the place. And I like that a lot. I don't mind the affected distortion of the vocals, but I do mind that 60 cycle hum at the beginning and the end of the song. And I'm not sure why that wasn't edited out. You know, Daniel Johnston can get away with it, but you know, unless you're actually recording this on a Radio Shack cassette player, then you'll get it figured out. But it's a fun song. I like how the chorus is essentially that one word, morning. You know, okay, maybe followed by the next phrase too. But either way, it's like two measures maximum for the chorus. And somehow, you know, there's a couple extra beats in the verses that don't make the song awkward. Like, you know, everything has, there's a four beat measure and then a four beat measure and then a four beat. And then they just add two beats to it. I don't feel like it switched time signatures or anything. I just felt like they just added two beats in there. And normally that would be terribly awkward, but it sounded fine, I thought. And so it's super clever. And yeah, the whole thing has a lot of fun, a lot of charm, and it's different and interesting. And I like it a lot.